And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Oh, how tweet it is. That's tweet, as in Twitter. Tweeting can be fun, but it can also be hazardous to your health as well as to your well-being, according to a recent study. It's so easy to voice our dissatisfaction with a tweet, and that could get us into hot water. UNC student-athletes, it seems, are particularly vulnerable or even addicted to it. Among those who have been eavesdropped tweeting is PJ Hairston, UNC's trouble-prone guard on the men's basketball team. Hairston, whose need for speed has caused him run-ins with the law, has a passion for tweeting. Responding to his arrests, Hairston tweeted, "Bad things do happen. How I respond to them defines my character and the quality of my life," unquote. The Daily Tar Heel student newspaper reports verbatim all the tweets of UNC athletes, men and women, on its website. It's called Hark the Tweets, and the Daily Tar Heel encourages its readers to report any student athlete tweets. The reason? Tweeting is a major source of big stories. A poll of those using social media found more than half of those surveyed said they at times regretted what they had posted on Facebook or Twitter, and half of those have said their lives had suffered as a result of negative tweeting. Most commonly, those who have experienced unpleasant feedback from social media said their confidence fell after comparing their own achievements to those of friends online. Two-thirds said they found it hard to relax completely or to sleep after spending time on the social media sites. And one quarter of those polled said they had been faced with difficulties in their relationships with their friends and acquaintances after being confrontational. The best advice: think twice before tweeting. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.